FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's Vectis Radio. It's a lunchtime. We've got a special guest in the studio. We've got Ella. I didn't catch your last name, Ella. Sorry.
It's Ella Rodinson.
Of course it is. I knew that. And just tell us, you're part of a company called...
Spirovo.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a weird one.
It is. You're here to promote an event, but first of all, I want to find out about you. Would it be fair to say you're a young entrepreneur?
Yeah, I guess so. I think I'm just someone that's trying to do something that's a bit, I don't know, not where, you know, when you go to school and you're told get a job and then that's your job and then you retire. Didn't really sit with me, so I wanted to start something myself. My brother really helped me with that. My parents have been amazing. Went to uni and then got this amazing job at the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust. So shout out to them because they're a brilliant charity. So got some great experience with them. And then left them because I decided that I wanted to do my own thing. And I started a website design company with my brother and worked with amazing therapists and wellness professionals. And then from my experience with the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust, and just like working with these amazing therapists and what they do for people, I wanted to put on some events. So incorporated the website designs and then the events marketing together to create Mind Body Soul at Northwood House.
All right, which we'll come on to in a moment. But yes. I still want to find out a little bit more about you because you went to London, came back to the island, started your own. How long have you been doing working for yourself?
Nearly 2 years. Yeah, it's been hard. I think any small business would know that it's, you know, it's a grueling process. As we were saying, like, you know, you're starting up Vectis Radio, it took time and takes a lot of effort. But I love it. I love what I do. I love supporting other small businesses. It's a real passion. Just probably because I know firsthand what it's like to, you know, be a small business and put yourself out there. And that's part of, I know we'll talk about the event in a minute, but that's also part of the event is really to support the amazing people out there doing stuff. And they're doing things to help other people as well. It's sort of like a ripple effect in the community. And I felt really inspired by that.
And what's lovely is young and vibrant and coming in with a whole lot of stuff that we're going to talk about events and things like that, but websites as well. So what's the fascination with websites and I could talk to you all day about them because I've just rebuilt ours and I wouldn't mind some advice on it, but
it's not, do you know what it is, it's the design. Like, I'm a very creative person. I'm dyslexic, so shout out to anyone who worries about being dyslexic and having that, feel like that holds them back. Actually, I feel like it's been an aid. It's helped me be more creative and put myself out there with things. And I just love the idea that when someone comes to me with, oh, this is my business, these are the sort of things I like, and then putting it all together and creating something and seeing them be happy and see their business thrive through their website and seeing people come to it and helping them. It's more, I mean, some people probably get all, you know, geeky with the back ends of websites. I do sometimes, like, I love, like, looking at, you know, traffic and a bit of analytics. But, like, it's more the design side of things and having a project and working with someone and going, oh, I can help you. I can help you create something beautiful. That represents them and helps them put themselves out there. Because, like, I work with a lot of therapists and, you know, they're on their own sort of thing, and I can really relate to that and help them sort of in a way sort of build the confidence to create an image for them that makes them look good and feel good and feel professional and be welcoming to those clients that they want to have.
Do you know what? you are so passionate, you can tell just by looking at you. You're quite animated and so on, and hopefully this is coming out on the airwaves as well, I'm sure. All this, I don't know, excitement, and you must really love what you do.
I do. I feel proud of myself. I feel like it's it took a lot to put myself out there. Like, even being here today, you know, for ages I didn't even put my face on my own website. I like to just, you know, hide behind it. But the more, you know, you put yourself out there and push it, the more things come to you, and the more thing, you know, everything works better and people see you and relate to you.
That's kind of the world we live in now. Because I was thinking, if you started a business 30 years ago and you didn't have your face on it, no one cared. It didn't matter. But yeah. Now it's a case of everyone needs to know, because we're nosy like that. And you think, well, hang on a minute, who are you? And so on, because that's the first thing we do, isn't it? You look up somebody on Facebook and you can find them.
There's a big thing about, like, you know, I learnt through when I was working at the Trust, the Ellen MacArthur Country Trust, like, because I worked in fundraising, and, you know, a big thing was, like, images. You know, you want to have images that, where someone's looking at you down the camera, that has a much higher impact than someone looking away, for example. It's, you can connect with people through images, and so that's really important, especially when you know, having that on your website. You know, you're selling yourself and instantly creating a connection, and then you build on that through the, you know, websites are like, you know, telling a story, connecting people, feeding people to the right information, and hopefully, you know, sort of coaxing them into contacting you and working with you.
Wow. So if there's anybody listening who wants help with their website, then obviously they need to get in touch. But look, now comes the moment you want to talk about, and the real reason why you're here, and that is mind, body and soul.
Yes, I'm so excited for this event. It has been a grueling process getting it up and running. I just sort of hit the ground running 6 months ago, but secured Northwood House, and mind, body, soul is, I mean, to go back a little bit, I have had the privilege, thanks to my mum, predominantly, that, you know, has opened my eyes up to sort of holistic therapies, and I've, you know, been to different Reiki healers, you know, had my fair share of tarot readings, been to see amazing monk healers, and, you know, in London and in different places as well. So I've been brought up with my eyes open to what's out there, that isn't always, and then this is not to discourage, you know, function, you know your standard medicine and anything like that, because that's also very, very important, but it's also to open your eyes up to other alternatives and preventative methods that are out there to help you navigate life, navigate the poisons out there, navigate, you know, the difficulties of, you know, going from day to day. So the event is about showing the community on the Isle of Wight and visitors, because we've partnered with Red Funnel, so if anyone's out there that's coming from the mainland, if you're tuning in from Southampton, there's, you know, discounted travel across. But the event is about showing people, showcasing all the different types of businesses that can help you. You know, we've got Tai Chi, we've got yoga, Reiki healers, there's a shamanic workshop happening, and the event has a range of different free workshops that people, taster workshops that people can, you know, join in when they can, as well as a marketplace, again, people, you know, talking to people, connecting and finding out what's out there on your doorstep. There's so many amazing businesses, and the idea of the event really is just to show people, oh yeah, that, you know, that maybe that's something that could work with my lifestyle. Yeah, I can put an hour a week in to go to see this nutritionist and blah 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 blah, and get me back on track. And
I think there's so many people out there that probably, I'm just going to pluck one thing out of the air. I bet there's masses of people that struggle with sleeping.
Yes.
And I would imagine that's something that you can go and speak to somebody about.
Well, it's funny, there's actually, I've got someone doing a talk on creating restful sleep. So we've got a wisdom hour happening on the day. So as well as some workshops, there's talks. And one of the speakers, Alicia Burr, if anyone knows her, she is doing a talk on restful sleep. So yeah, it's funny you should say that.
So how many other you know topics can we say that there's going to be on the day? I mean, people that might have aches and pains,
yeah.
Get headaches a lot, sleep is a
anxiety,
massive thing. That's a wonderful topic.
It's just I've got a workshop that's happening that's to do with the importance of massage and touch, which is a big thing for people. You go out, we're human at the end of the day. We need physical touch, whether it's holding someone's hand, rubbing someone's back, and you think there's so many people out there who have dementia or are elderly that don't receive that touch that they should have. And so there's an amazing workshop that's happening at the event to talk about, how to help those people that you love. And that can really help their, quality of life, and especially at the end, is so important. So there's a huge range of things happening and people, different people out there that the aim is that you go to this event and you find at least one thing that resonates with you. And that for me is my goal. If I could speak to everyone and go, okay, what was one thing that you took home today? And they, they've met someone who's going to help them on their nutrition, or they've got this new found love for Tai Chi, or maybe they've met someone, because we've got wellbeing walks happening throughout the day. I've got the amazing Isle of Wight Adventure Girls coming. I've got Isle of Wight Ramblers offering two or three different types of walks. And, you can come on your own. Loneliness is a huge, huge impact, on people. And, in my life, I've definitely felt loneliness. You wouldn't think so, but maybe by looking at me, I'm a young female, but I have really felt loneliness. And I want people to know that they can come to this event on their own and come, they might come away from meeting someone on a sociable wellbeing walk and found a connection with someone. I mean, how wonderful is that?
Yeah, definitely.
I really hope people really gain at least one thing from this event.
I don't think you're going to squeeze it all in one day.
I know. And I think in hindsight, I should have done a weekend. And maybe that's something I'll look to in the future. Maybe next year is having a double day.
How do people get involved? How do people go? Is it a case of just turn up, or you've got to buy tickets?
Got to get a ticket. And actually, this is really important, that I've got an early bird ticket happening at the minute. And it's closing on Friday night. So if you want a ticket, get a ticket. And it's a bit less. It's £10 for the early bird ticket, or £12.50 after that. But the early bird tickets include a fabulous, and I mean fabulous, prize draw. I've got most of the businesses involved have donated into this amazing prize draw, from a shamanic drum, if you're into your shamanism, from £320 to facials, other treatment vouchers, consultations with nutritionists, hampers, what else? There's so many things. Vouchers to spend at the stalls on the day, different workshop vouchers as well. There's so much. So even if you're just nosy, have a look at the page where there's it's on the ticket page, and you scroll down and there's a load of amazing prizes on there. And it's I think the prize draw is worth just the ticket alone for the chance to win.
I was going to say that, but I thought you better say that. don't want to get into trouble.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, and I think, that part of the prize draw is to help, again, showcase the most amazing businesses that are involved with this event. A huge range of diverse wellbeing practices and individuals doing what they can to help the community in their own, expertise and things like that.
Fantastic. I mean, I'd say it's happening on the 21st of February. It goes on. Doors open at 9:45. Starts at 10, goes on until 5, and you've got a website, so give us your website.
So it's www.mindbodysoulevent.com. You can also find the website through the Northwood House website as well.
Okay, and so on our website at the moment, it's static, and it will remain so until the 21st. So all you got to do is go to www.vectisradio.com, click on the static link Mind, Body and Soul. It takes you straight through to the page where you can book your ticket, and you can also have a look at those wonderful prizes as well. And they are incredible, aren't they?
I know. I feel like I need to get ticket myself just so I can enter the prize draw and hopefully win something. Yeah, they're just incredible. But you're right, I think with the event, I should definitely... It's been a squeeze, like trying to get in and support as many businesses as possible. And, you know, maybe next year, if anyone's out there that wants to sponsor the event, you know, please get in touch, and then we can help grow it. And, of course, your brand would be... have, you know, great exposure and things like that. So yeah, we're always looking for partnerships.
Fantastic. I think it's great. I hope it's a massive success, because I think you put your heart and soul into it.
Yes,
haven't you?
I really have. Yeah, a few tears, but it's been an absolute joy to do, and I'm so excited to support all these people and hope everyone has an amazing time.
So just to recap, 21st of February, 10 till 5. Okay, at Northford House, but you only have until Friday to book an early bird ticket.
That includes the prize draw. So if you want the prize draw entry, make sure you get an early bird ticket before Friday. Otherwise, it would just be a standard entry ticket on the day.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for coming in, and I hope the event, I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful success.
Thank you.
And look forward to seeing more successes in the years to come.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.